You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
You've got it logged and loaded to the Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Tuesday. And, of course, you know we will be checking in with Grand Bahama in short order on the flip side of the break. As you know, each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, we got a great supplement from the Grand Bahama News. So we will check in with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper live on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And we'll chop up all things Freeport, go over everything that's happening down there in Grand Bahama. But like I said, it's Tuesday, and if you want to chime in, here's how you become a talking head.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, with that being said, let's check out the headlines right here in New Providence.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations of Fine Threads. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. Mitchell, we may have to deal with banks. Minister says legislative change may be necessary. Meanwhile, headlines from my own colleague here, Mr. Zhivago Lang. F&M's banking sector reforms, tricky waters. Boy, I tell you, it's 2024. Entities and corporations we thought would never, you know, have been come after. Now, you know, looks like people coming after them a little bit. Where is this all leading to? Political support for national development plan will be to country's benefit. This, according to the chairman of the National Development Plan Secretariat, Felix Stubbs, said yesterday. He's pleased that both major political parties have pledged to complete and stick to an agreed roadmap for the future development and direction of the Bahamas. I think for the first time now, we will have the opportunity to have some kind of long-term sustainability in our planning, which is good. Maybe we can get some things right. Status of Freedom of Information Act remains unknown. More than 3 years after the appointment of an information commissioner and deputy commissioner and the establishment of a Freedom of Information Unit, there is not yet any ability to access public documents under the Freedom of Information Act. And the status of the long-term promise pilot project remains unknown. When contacted by the Nassau Guardian on Sunday, Information Commissioner Keith Thompson refused to answer questions about what work, if any, the unit is doing to move forward with the Freedom of Information Act. He also would not answer if he had been in office the past few months, instead repeatedly directed the newspaper to contact his deputy, Shane Miller. Wow. The irony. Oh, the irony. The information commissioner refusing to answer questions, refusing to provide information. My God. What's really going on? You know, my you know, you say spidey senses, my comedian senses are tingling right now. Irony, irony, irony. The director of information refuses to answer questions and divulges information on the Freedom of Information Act that was promised on the campaign trail by this administration and others prior. And he won't even answer if there's any work to be being done on it. This time it's on our dime. All of them on our dime. Wow. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Irony has got me today. Talking Heads.
Good evening, Naughty.
What's happening?
Naughty, I had to try and call you first because something happened the other day that I really didn't like. But anyway, Naughty, when we think about our country and we heard about our history, we would be called the black poor people came into prominence when our black leaders back then was telling us about what the white elite was doing to us. And the white people were telling us what the foreigners did to them. And then the Pendleton and all our black people, they came to power. And they came to power telling us what they was going to do for us. The trend continued about our politicians, our leaders, our religious leaders and social leaders. They were saying what they was going to do for the poor people. Is that how it happened? I'm asking a question.
Sparky, your guess is
for the poor people?
Huh?
Didn't they tell us they were going to make life better for the poor people?
When it is going to happen, your guess is as good as mine. They say a lot on the campaign trail that don't come to fruition.
Well, see, the other day, a gentleman called in after I made a comment. He said, why is Sparky speaking his life story on the radio? Now, guess what? Martin Luther King, when did he speak his life story? In the press. He brought everything to light in what was going on in the press. Bob Marley brought it into power, what
so,
he was doing to this song.
Are you, Sparky, let me get this right. Are you equating yourself to the likes of Martin Luther King, Bob Marley, and Malcolm X?
No, what I'm saying is, all the prominent people of the world, and going back to the Christianity and Jesus, a young man rose up against his own leaders in his own religious sect, who was doggone bowing down, Herod was bowing down to Caesar, and all that kind of thing, and Jesus and his 12 guys came up against them. This all is what's been going on in the world today. And then our people come for different parties, the PLP, the UBB, the FNM, and so forth. We always can make it better for the Bahamian people. And we find out that most of these people, majority of the time, they just make it better for them. So I'm saying is, do we have to go through another 5 years to find out if we can make it better for us again? You understand where I'm coming from, Naughty?
Yeah, well, every 5 years.
We got to keep going through this 5 years. To make life better for us. And once they get in the House of Assembly, we find out after 5 years, everybody disappear with their new homes, their big lifestyles and everything. And we are all always left in the backside there trying to go down Wolf Road to get corned beef for the white rice.
Because every 5 years, we keep voting them in and forgetting about the past, the previous 5 years.
Ice cream truck passing.
If I don't get two ice cream, one for you, one for me.
Make it better for us. Because as a young 18-year-old, though. Hey, Naughty?
I listen and go ahead, Sparky.
As a young 18-year-old, then Pinlin and them was telling us things can make it better for them. They always said back then it was Pinlin
his family and his cronies. Then Ingram came in telling us about what Penland was doing, and then Ingram came in to make it better for him, for his friends, and his cronies. Then Perry came in. 10 minutes came in. And then Brad came in. And we keep hearing they can make it better for us, and we still starving. And we still saying, minority, we still saying that we are the third richest economy in the Western Hemisphere. The Bahamian people, we have the best little country in the world, but foreigners coming in our country, taking over our country, and they directed what happened to us. The banks, they putting fees on us. We can't
Sparky.
Afford to live.
Breathe, Sparky. Breathe, Sparky. Breathe. Let me ask you a question, Sparky. One of your PIP friends hurt your feelings today. You sound like you're really upset today. What got you today?
I don't know why I can't get your volume, but what I'm saying is, Naughty, why that the Bahamian people who have the third richest economy in the Western Hemisphere, but when the foreigners come in here, they live in Old Fort Bay. They live in Vinton and Eastwood.
Because we always think it's better from foreign, and but we got it home, Sparky. You're making good points, but you're starting to break up, man. And I got to get to the break. But good stuff. You made some good points today. And guess what? Why, Sparky? Because every 5 years, we remain the conk. And we don't ask for better politically. We don't ask to change the political landscape or the process. And now is when the conk need to rise up and grab the mallet and start whapping back. Maybe if we do that, we get a Freedom of Information Act, or at least a director of information, or a commissioner of immigration information. You know, a commissioner of information that will tell us what's going on, answer a question for us on things that we were promised on the campaign trail, things that are going on in the government, in government agencies, on our dime, that we need to know about. So maybe the conk need to riseth up. You know, you got some good points, Sparky. I mean, me and you just crack joke every now and again, but you're making some good points today, Sparky. And I hear you fired up, man. I hope you get restitution, or at least, you know, some solace from what's going on with it, because you really fired up today. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got down to Grand Bahama and the Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. Sarah Kirkby, Don Cooper will be chiming in as the Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I've been on my own, but we ain't never left alone.
Together when everybody out, fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crow, share a bucket together, everybody go live, crispy original when we're online,
bucket together and do the new dance crazy.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal, 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Plan Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Plan Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenty Plan, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
Nassau. Get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to BahamasEtickets.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chan, Gino D, Iris Stoll, and Tingham. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for The Buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say it's the sun, and I say it's the world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Web, I got you on the Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads. It's time to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. New arrivals right now. Everything back to school you can imagine for back to school. Casual, formal, athletic, all the accessories to go along with. Your book bags, your knapsacks. Man, great names, great brands. John's hooking it up for you. Be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Both of those locations available 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And don't forget the great back-to-school giveaways going on at John's. Tablets, notepads, all up for grabs. So be sure to get into John's. Because remember, John's, serving you is always a pleasure. All right, let's get down to Grand Bahama. Each and every Tuesday, we got a great supplement in the Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. And, you know, like we have each and every Tuesday, we got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper chiming in. Boy, we got lots to talk about. Boy, look here. Big headlines. What's happening, Sarah? What's happening, Darren?
Hey, guys. Radio.
Hey. I just want to let you know, officially, we're going on week number 7 now, post 3-week prediction by the Prime Minister. So we would have announcement for Grand Bahamas. It's been 4 weeks since the 3-week announcement date. So we're at 7 weeks. I'm not getting dressed up anymore. I'm just going to wait.
Nope.
But
not yet.
What's going on with you, Darren?
I'm here, right here, you know, just observing and watching all that's happening and what's not happening.
Boy, well, let's let Sarah talk about, you know, what's happening, and me and you will talk about what's happening and what's not happening. How about that? And I see the big no deal yet for the Xanadu. Sarah, I thought we had some things popping down there, man. I thought, you know.
I think it's happening. I just don't think we've been told about it yet. So from what I understand, it just has not been finalized. I hope that it is in the process. It wasn't a negative, like it's not going on. It's just, I don't think the dots have been, what is it? The I's have been dotted, the T's have been crossed. So that's what we're waiting for.
But haven't we heard about, you know, them kind of deals almost with other properties in Grand Bahama waiting on the I's and the T's, and they still no I's and T's or dots or crosses?
Yeah. I understand there's two people holding it up, and so we're waiting to hear on that. I hope the government is pushing it through. I really do. I think it'd be great to have the Xanadu property. It was once just this fabulous hotel, but it really needs to be.
Is it going to be a resort property, or is Royal Caribbean going to turn it into like a water park or a theme park or a destination park, which they control?
Destination park is what I understand, but that property really does need to. It's an eyesore. It's a definite eyesore. It's, you know, and it needs to be taken down. If that, you know, could be that possibility, you know, that's what we are understanding it's going to be. We also understand from interviews that, you know, there's also more things happening at the port itself, and that might mean a further expansion for the harbor and a larger port facility. So that's all good for Grand Bahama. So I don't think it's totally negative. I just don't think it's happened as of yet. So, you know, maybe with the success of your cruise port, maybe they're looking to do something similar here in Freeport. I don't know, but that's kind of what it's sounding like to me that might happen. And speaking of that, I still want to come and see Eddie Menace. I cannot believe he's performing there. That's phenomenal. He's my favorite. Sorry. Just have to shout that out.
There you go.
We also have a story this week on that we really need stronger numbers to keep our museum open. That's in Port Lakaya. They're struggling a bit. I'm hoping to kind of hook them up with some of their tours to try and really get, they've done a beautiful museum. And so I would encourage people to go, but we really need to get the tour operators on the island and the museum working together. So this is a story about it. We did hear they were going to build a second place in Nassau, but hoping that does not mean that they will leave here, because this is another, you know, item to do or things to see when you're in Grand Bahama. So we're kind of, that story's in there for everyone to read about it. And if you're a tour operator in Grand Bahama and you're listening, I would encourage you to reach out to them and try and get them on your schedule. This one is near and dear to you and I, Naughty. This is a big eyesore, but it's really been happening a lot and way too much. It's the plastic water bags. I don't know if you guys are getting them in Nassau, but we are littered with them all over Grand Bahama. I presume Abaco might be getting them as well.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys talked about that yesterday. I missed your show. So
no, Roscoe didn't bring that up. There was a lot of other things to touch, but I see the plastic water bags, and I also see the continued mysterious clumps of oil that are starting to appear in Grand Bahama. I'll let you talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, well, both of them are related. I mean, because we're not getting any feedback from the Ministry of Environment, so we would encourage them to try and reach out to us. We think the water bags are basically coming from container ships. We don't think it's cruise ships, but everyone's kind of guessing at this point. You know, we have a lot of traffic that goes through our above us, above Grand Bahama. We're a big port destination. But, I mean, we need the ministry to stay on top. These are small little plastic bags. They look like the square of your hand, and they fill up with sand, obviously, but also, I mean, you can't imagine they're all, I mean, literally you're walking and they're 5 and 10 feet apart. And so it's littered. And it was a big thing about, I would say maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And then all of a sudden, everybody this week has been talking about it being all over the beaches. So it's something we're very concerned about. I spoke to the Bahamas National Trust about it today and hoping to get some comment from there. But I mean, you know, imagine what it's doing to the fish. I mean, we're only seeing it.
I was just going to say the ecosystem of fish, the reef, so on and so on. It all trickles down. And inevitably, those plastics will come back to us via the food chain and have an adverse effect as well.
And we have the most beautiful place in the world, and we need to keep it that way. And this is really where our environment does need to take the first stand. I mean, we need to be all working together to do this, to keep this island clean. You know, it still freaks me out. I still can't believe people throw trash out their window in one of the most beautiful places in the world where we have more tourists than anybody. Why would you want anyone to see us look like that? You know, so again, the same thing happening in our oceans, and we can't let it happen.
Yeah, and I can't, you know, stop looking at this eyesore. I'm telling you that, you know, and that's some of the telltale red flags. A thick, oily sheen. All right, that's not good.
No. And we have not heard
that only tends to spread out even more. It doesn't clump together. It spreads out.
Yeah. So we're still waiting to hear from the minister on that. And we're waiting to hear now.
But hold on. This has been going on since July.
Yes, it has.
Naughty, you all know where, do we see the minister? Is he still in cabinet or anything?
Well, I know the minister responsible for the environment would be Mr. Vaughn Miller. He commented a couple of weeks ago on the situation in Abaco, but that still remains to be rectified, and now we have this.
And he's promised to deal with the matter here in Grand Bahama, and he's gone mute. Him and the minister for Grand Bahama, no comments yet.
Well, I wonder when you start connecting where said oil and diesel come from, maybe that's why, you know, it becomes quieter and quieter. Because
it has to be addressed. And we need to get responses.
I know in other
you just talked about it with the Freedom of Information Act. You know, these are the kind of things that we need to get situated and resolved for our islands. Definitely.
I'll tell you this: in other parts of the world that are environmentally conscious, this would have been raised from July, and we would have known who was responsible for it, how they're cleaning up, how they plan to clean it up, what are the final results of the cleanup. What was the impact of the spill or leakage or clumps or sheen, whatever you want to call it? But it's clearly out of sorts, and it's affecting Grand Bahama.
Yeah, I mean, and it's very sad when you're walking on the beach and you see guests from, I call it Club Fortuna, Viva Fortuna, picking up plastic off your beach. But, you know, I shouldn't see that in the morning. That's not what they've come here to do. They don't come to clean my beach. They come here to
plastic, not oil.
You know?
Correct.
It's just, it's horrible. I do want to, I know we can go on this one, but I do want to talk about the Restaurant Fest that was put on by the Grand Bahama Island Tourism Board, I think in conjunction with Ministry of Tourism. It was a really great event. They had it in Port Lucaya. I believe there were about 20 to 25 restaurants on the island who were involved. I had people who I know went down to Old Bahama Bay, other places in Port Lucaya. I very luckily got to go to Senior Frogs on Friday night for the big festival. I loved it. I'm still recovering, I think, from it, but I have to give a shout out to the Senior Frogs people. They know how to party like no one else. So I thank them for that. They're open here in Grand Bahama on cruise ship days. So it was great. And they had a wonderful event and invited lots of people. So that was a lot of fun. Missed you, Darren. I should have called you. And also a shout out to the Port Authority, all the summer camps that they helped with. There's a little story in there about them. And you can read more on the Grand Bahama 242 News on other highlights that are happening in the island. And yeah, that's it. Really good. And then you might want to notice on the front page, I believe the Western Air flight to Fort Lauderdale starts tomorrow.
Wow.
So I know, Freeport to Fort Lauderdale. So we're adding that extra flight and go Western Air. Whoop, whoop.
There you have it. So Darren, what you got for me, brother? Cause I'm still getting calls from friends in West End. Naughty, ain't nothing happening. Don't let them fool you. Ain't nothing happening.
Naughty, like I said, the only thing that is happening in the Western District would be the fact that there has been some paint that went on to the cafeteria added onto the junior high school, as if they had a 5-gallon bucket somewhere. They had no storage and they put that on the building. Was laps like that now.
Lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. And then the Pine Forest Park, but nothing else significant in the Western area. Nothing, no movement on the police station. Still no movement as relates to the public hospital authority. But by me saying this, something that really had an opportunity on the weekend to have a conversation with a few firefighters here in Grand Bahama. And from what I've been advised, a couple of weeks ago, they had no fire trucks working. And now they have a fire truck that's working, but they only can respond to a fire by showing up but not being able to fight the fire. And so they are relying on shipyard container port, Borco, and also the airport fire truck if there is a fire or there's a disaster. And that's very concerning because, you know, we've seen several house fires in the recent days. And for our firefighters to show up, to be paid to fight fire and are unable to fight fire because the relevant authorities are not giving them what is necessary. I also heard a comment from one of the doctors as relates to the ambulance in Nassau that they need 20 ambulances to be able to properly service New Providence. And they only have 4 functioning ambulances for the whole island of New Providence. But Grand Bahama is still fighting with 3. You know, God help us if 1 go down or 2 go down. And so I think, you know, while the minister is so concerned about these modern bricks, all these renovations of clinics and this new rebuilt hospital, I think it's important that they give these employees the necessary tools that is needed to be able to properly do their job and to make sure that they're properly outfitted. Also, I was to the National Training Agency graduation and the minister for Grand Bahama, the Honorable Ginger Moxie, brought remarks. And of course, I knew she saw that I was in the room. And so she sort of responded to one of my Facebook Lives by saying that the beautiful Grand Bahama workers are not just along the streets, but they're also teacher's aid. And I was so taken aback by it because teacher's aid and janitors, I was taken aback by it because it was during the summer. So we're paying them to do what during the summer when there's no students in the school? We're paying janitors to do what when there's no school going on? And sometimes these politicians are going to think before they speak, because I guess, you know, you wanted me to say, yeah, we got 350 workers and all of them are not just along the streets cleaning up, but we are paying them to be teacher's aide and to be janitors while school is closed for 2 months. What were they doing? Were they being paid to stay home? And those are concerns that I have, you know. And so these are some of the things that we continue to to watch. And of course, you know, we are still dealing with the power increase, possibility of the power increase. We've heard from the Port Authority when they said, you know, an application has just been made, but no real decision has been made. When you have the two members of parliament, along with the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, come and stand as if they were the law enforcers or law enforcement protecting the people, as if, you know, we're the big bad ones who still have to come out on a demonstration line when they can just go and sit around the round table and make decisions. And so Grandbaum is still where it's at. No announcement on the airport, no hotel deals.
I want to make a complaint. I want to take my Pollyanna hat off.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Yeah, go ahead. This is rarity.
I know. I got to complain about the RAND. Now, I've been to the RAND. I've had both my babies at the RAND. I've gone and it's been fantastic for me, for my son going to the RAND. But I went the other day with my mom and, you know, it ended up being okay. But just the whole procedure and the place, I'm frustrated, not just for myself, but for the people that work there. And I really think at this point, you know, I know Doctors Hospital is coming, which is great, but that's a very beautiful private hospital. I think public health wise, we've really got to start getting on our game and getting that place improved. They do take care of you. The doctors are great. The nurses were there and helping. But, you know, how you work in an environment is, or how you feel, and it was not good. I'm polite, being very polite about my experience that I had there. And, you know, if you aren't in an environment where you're taken care of, where your hospital is clean and tidy, where you have all the necessary things to help people, I think you must get just as frustrated as the people that are sitting there waiting to get help. And we really need to wake up and start working on our RAND hospital. Darren, I would, if there's anything Rotary could do, or we could just start building our own hospital, I think it's something we need to think about and start fundraising for ourselves here, because that RAND needs so much love. There are some sections of it I hear that are great, but they have this wasted foyer that is absolutely beautiful, and they're making people sit in these horrible chairs in this waiting area with barely any room. I just don't get it. And I don't get the RAND itself. And I just think it needs a lot of love and a lot of help.
You're absolutely correct as relates to the condition of the RAND, because what used to have been the emergency room has been now reconstructed back to the waiting area. And it's so sad that you have, you know, and I'm not throwing any darts at our nurses or doctors in administration, but these are persons who wish to perform and to carry out their duties. But then what do they do when they don't have the necessary things to carry out their duty? And then you got the government officials parading around and talking about what is being done when they've missed the opportunity to actually sit with these people, to hear their concerns, to hear their frustrations, and to be able to mitigate them and to deal with them and to be able to address them, to make sure that they can carry out their job. Because at the end of the day, it is these nurses and doctors and caretakers that are really carrying the pressure for these facilities. You know, for someone to be in the ambulance department in the emergency area or the call center, and for someone to call with a known medical emergency, and you tell them, oh, we have so much ambulance and they're already out on calls. You got workers, them can't move because you don't have the proper equipment. Or for a firefighter to show up to a fire and all he could do is stand around, not even properly dress himself because he don't have a truck that's pumping water. And then you got all these trucks parked up there in a beautiful fire station and making it appear as if these firefighters showing up and don't want to do their job, as if they're demonstrating or protesting. And the truth be told, they can't do their jobs. You got police officers who's saying, like, yeah, we want to come out and deal with crime. We want to come out and deal with our calls, but we don't have enough cars to be able to deal with these type of things.
That's disgraceful. I mean, it's horrible. It's deplorable.
You shouldn't have stuff like that. Work in these ways. It's just horrible.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Good afternoon. Good afternoon,
Jeff. What's happening?
Very, very disheartening. And I must say that I sit here, cringing because, you know, in essence, what you're saying or what is being expressed on the show today is the true lack of governance as it pertains to the people's affairs in this country. You know, we are taxpayers. And even though some people would argue that Bahamian people do not nearly pay as high a tax as some others in some other countries, but, you know, it is reflective that perhaps, like, for instance, many of us travel to the United States. Let's say Florida, for instance. And every time we go to Florida, trust me, a new highway is being constructed, a new roadway is being done, a new building is going up, a new hospital is going up. Why? Because the tax dollars is at work. And, you know, nothing soothes the mind of an individual who pays taxes more than to see the improvements being done with their tax dollars. I mean, ambulances. We've been screaming about fire trucks, ambulances. We've been screaming about proper health care, so on and so forth. But it seems as if, you know, sadly say, people say, well, you know, don't saddle the government with these responsibilities. We're pointing the fingers. But you have to point the fingers at them because they are the ones responsible for ensuring that the Bahamian people who deserve the right to have these benefits, we are being denied the right to have these benefits. I'll close on this one point. There is no amount of money under the sun that the Bahamian people should not benefit from when it comes down to this country. And the lackluster service that we get in this country as it pertains to the level of taxation and the more, what's more hurtful, the rhetoric that comes from these persons who claim that, oh, well, you're going to get this and get that and still end up not getting it. Oh, give me another five-year term to pull it off. That's a bunch of garbage. We have to fix it. We need to put people in our parliament who is really serious about the welfare of the Bahamian people and not themselves, friends, family, and lovers. We have to fix this problem, man. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeff. Good stuff, as always. Go ahead, Darren.
In a response to the caller, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, on the fact that things that are so important to our country are always left at the back burner. When I think about the new cars that our cabinet ministers are now driving in, when I think about the new car that our prime minister is driving in, as if when we think about the new cars that our permanent secretaries and our PSs and this S and that S and government officials are driving around in a bunch of new cars, and yet we don't have proper ambulance and fire trucks throughout the length and breadth of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, as if our priorities are in the wrong places, as if our focus is more about advancing ourselves and not really trying to provide the proper things that are necessary. But yet when it comes to the election, we can make a bunch of empty promises. We can have parties on the block. We can have rallies in the alleys. We can have this. We can spend this money that really will not impact the people for the long run. And it just vexes me to see this government has already changed cabinet cars twice. Twice, our minister for Grand Bahama has already changed cars. We have gotten a new whatever position they put him in. He didn't get a new car, but yet we can't get a new ambulance. We can't get a new fire, not a donated, not working fire truck, but a working brand new fire truck that's only costing $100,000. So if we put on the back burner those cabinet new cars or those government officers' new cars or the prime minister new car and buy Grand Bahama and the other islands the necessary things that's needed, then, you know, you will say to me, I am working for you. But when you're worrying about what you're going to drive in and the way you're going to drive in and how you're going to drive, says to me, it's all about you. And we as a people have to stop accepting this, what we continue to get. It concerns me that if a fire in Grand Bahama, God forbid his mind, and a fire truck shows up, then what? Knowing what I know, it makes sense I even dial them. I might as well just watch it burn because they're coming to do what I could do. And they can't do their job because they don't have it. And this is what I'm being told. And I believe it because I've seen fires where the people places burn to the ground. And you ask why.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Noddy. Good afternoon to Sarah and to you, Darren.
Hey, what's happening, C. Allen?
Yes, just some input.
Hey, C. Allen.
You know, oftentimes we spend a lot of time focused on the problem. There's no lack of people in the Bahamas who can eloquently state the problem. one of the, and just let me first state the problem and then tell you an issue. You know, we look at the Bohemian economy for the last 20 years, and on your show, Guardian Radio and others, a decade ago, I told the, by the way, I'm sitting here in the dark, just realized it's daylight, so I opened the window. But, and I told a decade ago, in my utterances, knowing technology, that technology doubles every 2 years. And technology is 90% energy. And we will continue to double whether we like it or not. It's the era that we live in. And so I always said that we would reach the capacity of net zero by 2025. And I guess it's earlier, both on Grand Bahama and New Providence. And we have made no preparation. It's the same thing with the economy when you look at inflation, stagnation, and shrinkflation that has happened across the country. And we have not had the growth that has kept up even for 1 year in the last 16 years. Grand Bahama has been a latent opportunity that has remained. But again, we've not had leadership in government or in the Grand Bahama Port Authority that has put forward an implementable progressive plan that recognizes where we are to actually help behemoths embrace it. Because many behemoths who have, you know, we look at the education system, look at the awareness, are totally unaware of the opportunities and the multiplicity of things that we always use as buzzwords, you know, from these different various economic models to these things like innovation, top, world class, all these different things. What we need is, and this is an example, you have a cry from the government. We're crying now about the energy company raising the power again. Even if you look at the 3.5% they got last time, what does the personal economy of individuals grow to accommodate even that 3.5% then, or even if they was to give them another 3.5% now? It has not kept pace. Why? Because the economy has not grown to allow input. And so what you have is more people entering the economy as they leave schools and otherwise, actually sharing in the same small pie. What we need is leadership that gives us more than lip service, where their ideas and their proposals can be tested as to whether or not they implement, actually they're implementable. We need advocacy for those of us in Freeport towards the Grand Bahama Port Authority for them to present implementable plans that we can stand with them to ask the government, what are you doing to make sure these things happen? And so I think until we stop complaining about the nail, and that story is very simple. My father told me a story of an old man. He used to pass every day and the dog would be hollering, ow, ow. He asked the old man, why is he crying? Why is the dog always hollering? The old man said, he's sitting on the nail. My father said, I asked him, why don't they take the dog off the nail? He says, oh, when the dog gets tired of the nail, he'll get up. And that's the same thing with us, is that we need to stop looking to people who can eloquently restate the problem. We all know what the problem is. We need to begin to have focused, directed conversation as to what are solutions that we can individually and collectively implement or stand behind. And as we move into this campaign theater, we need to test those who wants to offer themselves. And I love the Bahamas, and I'm an advocate for the entire Bahamas, but for those in Grand Bahama, you need to look at the dozen or so who will be offering themselves and make sure they have the capability and competence. But if you set the standard right now as to what you expect coming from our representative and begin to make demand of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, we may just begin to see the change that is needed. Because we have had announcements and announcements, but guess what? Look at the last year. If Grand Bahama needs $2.8 million a year of input into the economy, it's $2.8 million per week, sorry, into the economy just to remain in place. And we have not been getting that. So that means we've been slowly drifting backwards. So we need to, even as individuals and collectively, rethink what we've been doing, because we can't do the same thing.
Yeah, and be repetitious. I agree.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff, Seattle. Always a pleasure. Real quick, Sharon and Darren, before we get out of here, I got a couple for you off the text lines. Naughty, ask Sharon and Darren who is going to protect Grand Bahama's environment, plastic bags and the oil slick. We cannot count on the MP, so who's going to step in for Grand Bahama? And how far is the feud between the government and the Port Authority? Any date, any plan, any court ruling? What's the latest?
On environment, I would definitely say we have a really strong BNT here. Ellsworth Weir is great. We also have Save the Bays on this island, Waterkeepers. So I know, and sorry, I shouldn't always give credit to Gail Woon, who has been wonderful, friends of the environment. She's phenomenal, always fighting for that. And we really do need all these people to pay attention to everything, but everyone else has to stand up. We can't just rely on these other people to stand up for us. We have to do it. So I was really pleased with all the people who complained about the water bags, put pressure on us to do a story. And I'm hoping that, you know, someone's passing this on to the minister and we can get some sort of answer on that. For me, I don't know what Darren knows. I don't know anything that's happening between the port. There has been no update that I know of. I have seen a couple of things that the port is doing to try and explain to the public how the Port Authority works, how it works here for the country. I think there needs to be a lot more education for people to understand the benefits of what happens here under the Hawksville Creek Agreement for us. But Darren, anything do you have on an update for that?
You still got Darren now?
Sorry, just when the public have, I'm hoping to be able to get something soon or to hear something, but nothing's out there, other than the fact that the picture of the Prime Minister engaging the attorney from London or England is all we know at this time.
This one just come in. Naughty, please read this. Make sure Darren has it. Tell him he would make a great MP for Central and Grand Bahama. Anyhow, I appreciate both of y'all's contribution each and every week. I look forward to it next Tuesday. Have a great rest of the week in Freeport, and I hope some of these things that can be dealt with, they deal with it for you guys. By the next time we talk, we got something different to talk about. And keep up the great contributions. Keep up the good work with the Grand Bahama News. Sarah and Darren, the lives and the activism, good stuff, man. Keep it up. We definitely need it.
Thank you so much.
You all be safe. Quick commercial break. We'll do it again next week. Quick commercial break. Flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, coming up, and then we'll get right into the news. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Teach them something before they lose the song.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new drugs tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit cleveland.org/Caribbean.
We a bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we a pre bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waste, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Hello, good to see you. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Today is Tuesday. Cuatro pelotas. The four boats.
The 6056. 6056. 6056. 6056.
Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Menace Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Well, I got you on the Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads. Martin Arnie and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearl, you'll be chiming in short order. So we'll hear from the Pearl. But while I wait on the Pearl, well, you know, I'll get into this. Like we do each and every day, set it off. But today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Charlotte Plaza. And don't forget, every Wednesday, every Friday, happy hour out there at Naughty Johnny's from 5 to 7. Today's Tuesday, but let me give you a little heads up, reminder, on the way home tomorrow, be sure to swing by, check them out between 5 and 7. They definitely hooking it up for you. All right? And, you know, like I said, they got the great cocktails going on. They got great food specials going on. Be sure to check them out every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7. Yeah, man. So be sure to check them out, Naughty Johnny's. Now, let's see what happened on this day in sports history. I have Pearly chiming in. What's going on, Pearlissimo?
Yeah, chilling, me and my, relaxing, you know, basking in the shutout pitching of my rookie last night, but I'm good.
You sure that's what it is?
Get to the day in sports history, sir.
On this day, August 20th in 1920, representatives of four professional football clubs met in the first of two meetings in Canton, Ohio. The meetings led to the founding of the American Professional Football Association. 2 years later, the APFA officially became the NFL, the National Football League. 1939, the National Bowling Association was founded in Detroit, Michigan. It was the first bowling association in the U.S. for African Americans.
Okay.
1945, Tommy Brown of the Brooklyn Dodgers became the youngest player to hit a home run in a major league ball game. Brown was 17 years old, 8 months, and 14 days old. 1948, Cleveland Indians and Chicago White Sox played at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland before a crowd of 78,382 people. It was the largest crowd to see a nighttime Major League Baseball game to date at that time. 2005, Thomas Herrion of the San Francisco 49ers collapsed and died after a preseason game in Denver. 2010, a federal grand jury indicted former baseball player Roger Clemens for lying to the U.S. Congress about steroid use. The trial ended in a mistrial. In 2016, in Rio de Janeiro, the U.S. women's basketball team won the gold medal for the sixth consecutive Olympics. Sports quote of the day, "The game isn't over until it's over." Yogi Berra.
I figured it was Yogi.
Anybody could tell a yogiism a mile away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lasorda was kind of like that, too. He had some robust sayings.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Lasorda was a character.
You know, he's the one who came up and cut me now, and I bleed Dodger blue.
Yeah, you know, you'd love to milk that one, man.
That was probably one of my most favorite Dodger sayings.
You know, but he had some great ones. Like, when I took the job as manager of the Olympic team, I didn't take it because I was a Dodger. If you love your job, you haven't worked a day in your life. The only angels in Los Angeles are in heaven, and they're looking down on the Dodgers.
You're reading Tommy Lasorda quotes.
How you know so good?
Because I know them. He has one there about Jesus as well.
We're all put here for a reason, and one little movement changes your way of life. I believe managing is like holding a dove in your hand. If you hold it too tightly, you'll kill it. But if you hold it too loosely, you lose it. So how do you hold it, Tommy? How do you hold it?
That's right.
All right. Tommy was full of it, though. You give loyalty, you get it back. You give love, you'll get it back. Tommy had some good ones. He had some, you know, good players that played for him and run through a brick wall for him. So,
yeah.
So we get out of today in sports history and slide on over into the home scene or the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASA. Don't forget, tomorrow's Wednesday. It's all about Whopper Wednesday. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo at your favorite Burger King NASA location, 550, fully loaded for the combo. You don't want to miss it. All right? All right. But let's check out the home scene there, Purdy. And you know, track and field coming up. That's like the major conversation everywhere. Everybody want to know what's going on with that team. You know?
Yeah.
And we had
I guess they're being very cautious.
Like, cautiously.
And make sure they have it all the T's crossed. And
they're going to Lima, Peru, man, so they got to make sure everything's I's crossed and T's dotted and T's crossed and I's dotted. Yeah. But, I mean, no mention of the team yet?
That's coming.
Probably you're saying that's coming, but, man, we'd like to know.
That's the question, yeah.
We would like to know, you know what I'm saying? Munnings wins bronze at World Masters. Former sports director runs season best time in the final. The Bahamas continues to excel in sports, particularly athletics, at all levels. Former national director of sports Timothy Munnings has secured a bronze medal running at the World Masters Athletics Championship at the Slotsko-Svalin Sports Center in Gothenburg, Sweden. Munnings finished third in the men's 55-59 200 meters and will run in his specialty, the 400 meters, starting tomorrow. Munnings got remarkably better through the rounds, improving his time in each run. So there you go. Nothing like what a little Kong salad do for you, you know.
Real talk.
Now, when I told y'all that Jazz Chisholm was going to go and take a bite out of the Big Apple, I was like, yeah, no, he can go there, but come on, that's Yankees, that's a lot of tradition. He's doing it on the field, clearly. But off the field? Have you seen what he did at the Little League World Series?
The video?
Have you seen the videos? Have you seen how engaging he's been with the kids? He's signed his ticket. He's a superstar overnight.
Yes.
Long when his days of baseball are over, he'll still be working baseball on that same Major League Baseball network. The people love Jazz. And he's doing it in a great market. Yankees going to have to pay him in 2 years. Oh, God, they're going to have to pay him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And being a, you know, cemented fan favorite.
You got him for 2 years or 1 year, this year and next year, and then you're paying for 2026.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still got some, you know. Listen, we don't need Jay-Z behind nobody, Texter. No Diddy, no Jay-Z, none of that crew. Need Jazz all alone. They like rap. They don't like jazz. Different kind of music. Leave him alone.
Yeah. Different kind of music.
He'd be good with the Jordan brand. He'll be fine.
Yep.
Switching to the WNBA, the Liberty are now 23-4, and they're pretty much in the driver's seat as far as best record in the league.
They already clinched a playoff spot.
Yep. I think their only combo right now might be maybe...
The defending champs.
Yeah, the Aces. That's about it.
The defending champs.
I thought Connecticut might give them some grief, but I think Connecticut's fared it off. The Liberty's strong.
They're not quite deep enough.
That's the problem with some of these WNBA teams. That bench isn't deep enough.
Now, the Lynx.
Could be one. Could be one, yes.
The Lynx are a team to reckon with.
I wouldn't sleep on them. I agree with you. They could be a tough out.
Yeah.
And they play well at home.
Sure do.
So you have to look at all, you know.
And on a good night, Seattle Storm. But Seattle, for some reason, I thought they would have been a lot stronger this year. But they had some close losses. You know, and they haven't been doing well. They don't play well. They play very good at home, but they don't play well on the road at all.
Nope. You know,
they don't play well on the road at all. And then they come out of two stupid losses. I don't know. But I would think the Liberty, Aces, or the Lynx. I think the Liberty is going to represent the East. And I'm pretty certain it'll be a fight between the Aces and the Lynx. But the Aces have really been playing good ball of late. They did have a loss a night before last. They had one a bit.
They won last night.
They had a loss before that. So they've been like, I think, they probably win 6 or 7 of the last 10 games. They've been on a good road. They've been on a really good road.
Tex, I was just about to say that. I was just about to say, the Seattle Storm, they made an under-the-radar move that kind of makes them a dark horse in my book. And like the Tex just chimed in, they picked up Gabby Williams from France. And Gabby Williams from France put on a display against the U.S. women's team. Shot lights out. So that was a good move by Seattle, and that could very well make them a dark horse. They're 17-10, Aces are 17-9, Lynx 19-8. There's still a couple of games left to play. That division could change position in bracketology wise, and they would be a tough. Any one of them would be a tough matchup for the Liberty. I'm not saying the Liberty can't beat them, but they would be the tougher matchups right there. I think the Liberty got a cakewalk in the East outside of Connecticut. Who's 19-7, Fever 13-5, Sky 11-16, Dream 9-17, Mystic 6-21. Pretty much, you know.
Yeah,
barring major injury.
The problem with the Liberty is they tend to play down to their schedule.
That's true too.
And I think it's what the four in the East play it, and then the four in the West play it, or something like that.
Pardon?
I think it's what the top four go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if they end up playing Chicago and sleep, Chicago could sneak them. And I don't think they play more than a 3-game series.
We'll see. It all depends. You really, really see.
So let's see how it goes.
And it's matchups, too. Like you said, it's matchups. You may look bad on paper, but look at our regular season and see what you've done against each other.
But the thing about it is, the problem with the Sky is they got no guards. And Seattle just eat them again and spit them out. So it doesn't happen.
Brianna will eat you up, I hear.
Yeah.
All right. So let's slide out of the WNBA. Let's talk a little bit of NFL news, Pearly.
I see before you do that, I see the Sixers sign the guy from France as well. What's this guy on the front? French team play the guy with the Afro who dunked on LeBron?
Correct. Well, I was segueing into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check the flagship store out on Mackey Street, open until 6. R&D Plaza in the West, open until 8. Prince Charles, open until 8. And over there in Grand Bahama as well. So, yeah. Most definitely. It's all about Tropical Gyros. I'm going to lie to you, Pearly. I had the lobster bowl today. It was all G-double-O-D good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I had the pork salad yesterday. And my girl, she had a chicken gyro, so I got a couple of bites out of that.
Stop being greedy, right?
Salad. It was really good. It was really, really good.
Stop being greedy.
It was really, really good.
Yes, Tex, we'll get to college football. We got some big games this weekend
August
kicking off.
August 31st is right around the corner.
And what a great present for my birthday, the kickoff of college football. Football in abundance. The greatest day on the calendar, the second greatest birthday on the calendar, next to December 25th. It's baby Jesus, then me. That's how it go. And then August 4th after that. October 10th in my book. And then I could put you there with like September 14th and February 9th right there. I could put you right there. That could work? All right, man. I'm sunning you, but it's all good. All right. All right, we got a question coming in, Pearly. So let's see. All right. Naughty, in my estimation, most of these sports we follow are nice because of the attire uniforms. But to me, generally, they aren't that entertaining. Why don't we do more combat sports here in schools and in general? Judo, kickboxing, taekwondo, boxing, wrestling, and MMA, all are major and Olympic sports. They teach self-defense and are entertaining and bring tons of money in. What's up with us neglecting these? Well, listen, Texter, if you've been listening to this show, I've been a proponent of Greco-Roman wrestling being introduced into the schools. We support the boxing community trying to get it right, you know, and maybe get it into the schools. We also, you know, like I say, MMA, I agree with you that that's something that we should highlight. They should be options. I don't know if you're going to find them to put them in a curriculum full-blown.
I think the two things, the issue is, that's a whole teacher you have to hire who they may not be able to afford that. They may have to get a math teacher instead of a judo teacher. I'm just saying, you know. But I do know that we had a judo club because the chemistry teacher was a black belt in judo, so he started a judo club. And so a lot of schools have karate clubs, judo clubs. I don't know about MMA, but they have clubs like that.
I think Dr. Bazaar does some, you know, big things with MMA and training MMA fighters.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I wouldn't want to see MMA in schools. I think that's something you do when you get out of school. Considering the violence of the sport and that, you know, most people, you want them kids to play the sport that they'd be able to come to class Monday morning.
Texter, I appreciate you sending me the schedule, but I have the college football schedule circled already, you know. I plan on doing some things with the Island game, all right? Relax yourself.
That Clemson-Georgia game.
But we appreciate it.
Sam, don't worry, that Clemson-Georgia game can be watched. It's the first time in years Florida's not ranked.
Texter chimes back, Naughty, they should be mandatory because the key part of those arts are discipline, walking away, respect, and restraint.
And that I agree with, Texter. I agree with that 100%. But it is still a violent sport.
I can be honest with you, too. I agree with what it brings to the table and the potential it has for young men. But also, there's another brand of martial arts out there called Crazy and Cha-Ching Po. Cha-Ching Po, Po, Po. They shooting at you. They ain't worrying about self-defense, martial arts, discipline, walking away. They have zero conflict resolution.
So, we digress.
I'm just saying.
And the point is, you know, there are a lot of karate clubs. The late great Gus Cooper had one of the best.
I'm taking nothing for it. If somebody, you know, listen, I watch Cobra Kai too with my sons. I'll be honest with you, you got good discipline. You should walk away from it. But in 2024, there's no guarantee that walking away is a high road because you could try to walk away and still end up a statistic the way some of these people react.
Oh, you little PU walking away, blah, 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 and still shooting your back.
Correct. Because things ain't things. But the math don't math in 2024.
Everything the text says, it does bring to the table.
It does. As far as the discipline, restraint, all of that, that is true.
But I would most think the reason why you don't see it in high schools is because of you have to hire a whole teacher. When you have a shortage in teachers and other, in the curriculum teachers, the math, the English, the sciences. So it may be that, let's say, if we got one salary. Yeah, I love judo. I love the discipline it brings. But however, we need a math teacher. Let's go for the math teacher. And if 100 out of 100 times, that's what's going to happen.
You know that. They're going to go from one of those class core subjects more than anything else.
Yep.
All right. So we're sliding out of WNBA, Pearly. Now we're into, you know, like I said, who's in and who's out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros. Gotta look at the NFL, week number 3 of the preseason. This is your dress rehearsal week, Pearly.
To some degree, a lot. Some not going to play. None of the running backs of Miami going to play. A-Chain's not going to play. Mostert is not going to play. As a matter of fact, Miami signed a guy off the street, so he could play on Sunday because they're not going to play our starter.
This is a good text that just came in relation to the last topic we were on. Naughty and Pearly, those sports are violent and would certainly involve liability and insurance for accidental injuries. Y'all forget we barely have a hospital day. Better for after school and private clubs.
And I think the insurance the high schools provide is only $5,000 a year. And I don't know if it has gone up, but I think that's about it right there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying how much is the government school, the government school insurance. I know that's pretty much the private schools. I don't know, maybe some of them may have something a little higher, but they normally have across the board one for about $5,000 in damage a year. How I know, I had to claim one time.
You had to claim?
Yeah, my son had an accident on campus, though.
So. Okay. Well, listen, we got the Chargers and the Cowboys this week. We got the Colts and the Bengals, Bears and the Chiefs, Jaguars and the Falcons, Dolphins and the Bucks, 49ers and Raiders, Panthers, Bills, Rams, Texans, Ravens, Packers, Steelers, Lions, Vikings, Eagles, Giants, Jets, Browns, Seahawks, Titans, Saints, Cardinals, Broncos, and Patriots, Commanders, all in their dress rehearsal games. Who survives the dress rehearsal in Miami, Pearly? I'll tell you some who survive in Dallas who they think are on the bubble. Let me know who survives in Miami who's on the bubble.
I don't think there's a surprise there of anybody who could be on the bubble. I think the fact that Craycraft is hurt saved one or two players.
Does Ezekama make the team this year, Eric Ezekama? Does he finally bust through and make it off of injury?
He's had a good camp. He will make the team. You talking about the wide receiver, correct?
Out of Nebraska, correct.
Yeah, he'll make the team. He had five catches, 81 yards in the last game.
Five catches for 81?
Yeah.
So they were trying to feature him.
They're throwing them a lot, two or two, a couple of them. Two or two, a touchdown pass to Craycraft, but he got hurt, so he's may end up on the IR.
What kind of injury?
They say upper body injury.
Peck or one of those. Wow.
Something, yeah. They didn't go in specifics.
He'll probably be on the shelf a while.
All right.
Man. But I tell you, it's like you look around the league and things are popping up. Everybody got a little scenario. Everybody got something going on.
Well, you see Tua, Bernard Flores, right?
Right.
And he said, Flores said to him every day, you're not supposed to be here. You're terrible. You're terrible. He says, now I have somebody telling me you're fit for the schedule. You're a great quarterback. How do you think I'm supposed to react? He said, Flores is a terrible man, terrible person. And then Flores responds and says, it hurt me. It did. But, you know, I want the best for him, and I want nothing but the best for him. So he took the high road.
Wow. He took the high road.
Yeah.
Until he gets the opportunity to take the low road, eh?
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to the break, Pearly. Let's get to this first break. Flip side of the break. We'll be picking up the convo right here on the Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads. We'll be still talking who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we still got all our picks coming up. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When everybody out, fried chicken we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. Winning is a must. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. There's more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's something, and I say it for all. But there is some people who get that flesh shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
Web, I gotcha on the Tuesday, August 20th edition of Talking Heads. And Pearly, here's a little topic right here that we need to look at.
Uh-huh.
And this, according to Bleacher Report, this just came out. This was a good little read. Five NFL players who could request a trade next.
Yes, I saw that. I see.
Now listen. Let me go on record when we talk of trades. Listen, CeeDee Lamb, like I told you with Zach Martin prior and other holdouts before in Dallas, correct, Pearly? Will be signed, sealed, and delivered before we kick off in the regular season. All right?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. CD will remain a Cowboy. He will retire a Cowboy. However, this list of five makes a lot of sense. Number one on the list, Devontae Adams, Las Vegas Raiders. I think if they had a better quarterback situation in Las Vegas, I would say this is garbage. But okay. Minshew and O'Donnell that stunk up the joint on the weekend against my Dallas Cowboys, Mike Zimmer, new defense. I think he might be having some cold feet. Derek Carr was the reason why he signed there. That was his college quarterback. He's now gone. So because, you know, the uncertainties surrounding the level of play at the quarterback position, the Raiders' overall trajectory remains in flux, and Adams, who's going to turn 32 in December, and competing for a Super Bowl surely remains atop on his priority list, won't want to be there. So that's going to be an option.
He almost ended up in San Francisco, but the deal didn't work out.
How so?
When they were talking about trading their wide receiver.
Ayuk? They were going to send Devontae Adams back in that deal?
Yes, that was the part of the deal, yeah.
Wow. Naughty Del Pearly Tour will not finish the season just for lying on Flores. That's some real girlish actions, Pearly.
Flores did not deny it, and Flores said he has evolved as a person. So he basically admits saying that kind of stuff and has evolved as a person.
Well, we got a breakdown today going home from Shannon Shaw, breaking it all down. And looking at both sides of it, Tua and Flores.
You can say text. You can say Tua. Flores tried to destroy Tua's career. He tried to kill his confidence from before he even got a chance to throw the football, but and did him wrong. And that's a lot of other stories that came out of Miami talked about that. A lot of through the Miami Herald and some other players said that. And that's how it got out initially.
That Flores leaked it out.
No, other players talked about it. It was talk around town all for all of last year and the year before that. Flores men keeping him down and men keeping because he didn't want to be one. It wasn't Herbert, it was Mac Jones.
Another one on the list, defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, Washington Commanders.
Now, that's a surprise to me.
He ended the 20...
Washington was on the upside trying to build.
Yeah, 2024, he's in an interesting spot. Allen has publicly voiced his frustration in the past due to such being a multiple Pro Bowl selection. All right? And the team has struggled to achieve success. He's been public about that and that frustration. And with a new regime in town, as promising as it may be with Jaden Daniels on the center, the 29-year-old's patience with another rebuild could be spent. So I think he doesn't want to go through a rebuild. He wants to be out.
Well, he's 29. I guess he wants to get a chance to win the title, so I understand that.
Here's an interesting one. Quarterback Trey Lance, Dallas Cowboys.
You mentioned that could possibly happen yesterday.
Slotted behind Dak Prescott, whose future remains in question in Dallas. Trey Lance position on the depth chart and lack of clear opportunity of playing time ahead could place a cloud over his career. The highly touted prospect out of North Dakota State, who the 49ers took at number 3 overall in 2021, could be looking for another opportunity. If he wins the backup job to put himself one snap away from action, should Prescott suffer an injury, Lance may value the chance at winning the QB1 job with a team lacking an established starter, i.e. Minnesota. I think, you know, he's a Minnesota guy, wants to get back to that area where he played up there in North Dakota and whatnot, so you never know. Another one, Taylor Heinicke, quarterback, Atlanta Falcons. Buried on the depth chart there behind Michael Penix and Cousins. He has actually started before in Carolina and Washington. He might want to get out and see if he can get a starting job somewhere else.
He's had short stints of success, but he hasn't been conceding. Maybe 2-game success and then 3rd and 4th game stunk it up. So, you know, there's a reason why he's at that level there in Atlanta. And where can he go? Where would he go? But he's going to be the starter.
Interesting. Yeah, because there's not that many options. Not that good. Defensive back James Bradbury of the Philadelphia Eagles. He could be on the way out as well, too.
Because he can't see the field.
Correct. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty. Yeah, Perez, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on,
Muff? Yeah, man, Flores talking foolishness, man. Look what he tries to say with Ross and things like that, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah, I agree. He's trying to break through a confidence, man. But Ross paying him the lowest and all type of thing. What happened to his lawsuit? And he lost the lawsuit against Ross? Huh? Talking foolishness. And Perez, I agree to what you say, but Rodgers, you know. But Aaron Rodgers, ain't nothing happening to him in the Jets, way. And they opening up against Eric Sawyer, them the 3rd, and the 49ers, and both of them defense. And that's who the opening
you
up.
You mean the 49ers? You mean the 49ers?
Yeah.
Boy, look here, the two things. When you say, listen here.
They open up.
When you say two things.
Type of defense.
When you say.
I think a re-injured, I see him injury again in game one. But, I agree with what he say about him, man.
And when you talk about Eric. And when you talk about Eric Muff, I can be honest with you, man. Two things come to mind. His what? Football team is a fraud, and his hairline is a fraud.
Yeah, but they know they better than the Jets. And that defense, too.
I know, and then listen.
Aaron running V-life.
Don't be so tough on them. Don't be so high on them 49ers this year. You know, there's a thing called a Super Bowl hangover, and it's happened to them every so often.
Yeah, Flores couldn't even get no head coach. He had to end up with Pittsburgh and things in the offensive. He's got a, what am I talking foolishness? I'm so glad. Hey, Matt Daniels? Awesome coach, boy. That's the best coach we had in a long time, boy. All them trick players and nice players where he's, I see him executing and things. He's looking for them long time, man. All dead playing things with all of them other coaches, them out and things. Dave Wanstead and all them other half dead.
Boy, your mouth's sticky, but back in the day, you used to be defending Wanstead and all of them with your poor Dolphin Bride, but now today, you're throwing them under the bus.
Yeah, with them, man, and Sega them and things. Sega, you doing better in college. Very sick of college, because they... Yeah, them see awesome trick players like with McDaniels having thing now, man. Yeah, man. Tua got the confidence this year.
You can't do none of them if your offensive line broken up. If you can't do none of them if your offensive line injured.
We're in Miami playing the Cowboys. We ain't playing the Cowboys this year.
Thank Jesus you all ain't playing this year. But you told what you told last year because you wouldn't get nothing this year. You're lucky. And you're gone. We're getting the Bex. Yes, Muff. Be safe. Oh, got your saucy blowhole fired up already for the yeah, Pearly. My God, it ain't even meet week three yet, and y'all done talking fool. You know, I'm consciously
optimistic.
I was in the line today, and the dude turned around and said, you know, he was a dolphin and tried to get on the high horse, and I had to remind him of a few painful things. And then, of course, in true dolphin fashion, of which you would be proud of, he pulled out from his wallet the perfect season card and played it.
Good man.
It ain't even preseason over yet, Pearly. It ain't even the official start of the season, bro. Y'all can't play that in preseason.
You play that anytime. That's our get out of jail card.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's check out what we got tonight lined up. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. We're doing WNBA tonight, Pearly. Three big games in the WNBA. All three at 7 p.m. Set it off. Guys, the Dallas Wings and the New York Liberty. We just spoke about the Liberty. I like the Liberty to get it done, but I don't know about the 11-point cover.
I like the 11-point cover.
All right. I'm going to go to money line. You go to minus 11. L.A. Sparks on the road against the Connecticut Sun. Sun 13.5-point favorites. The Sparks really suck. I think they cover the 13.5 tonight.
I think so, too. And don't say they suck. They have injuries. My girl brings out. So don't call them suck. They just have their key players hurt.
Texter, Pearly, I think we have a texter that is actually a Cardoso fan now. So they want it to be like Caitlin, Angel, and Cardoso being mentioned in the same breath.
Oh, God.
Just
Cardoso start playing a little more than...
I'm just passing the message.
Cardoso's having a solid rookie season, but not as good as Angel, but she's all right.
All right, you got the Seattle Storm. -7 on the road against the Washington Mystics. I think they get it done.
That's a good game. I don't know if I like them numbers. I think
so take the money line and play it safe.
Yeah.
All right, Pearly. There you go. We've reached that point. Good stuff as always. We're going to take a quick break. Shannon Sharp taking us home today, breaking down that whole Tua Flores feud. And, you know, we'll be back in tomorrow to do it all over again. And on Thursday, you'll be holding it down. So, you know, that's how I was looking the next couple of days right here on Talking Heads. So keep it right where you got it. It continues right after the break. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song.
When everybody out, fried chicken we are pre, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Pot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy 4, get 1 free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply. Tell them.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope. Research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and it shines for all. But there in some people world, it never shines at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Tua Tagovailoa led the league in passing, got paid, okay?
This is a great story that I think is going to pay off for them tenfold.
There's still doubters who say he needs to prove he's worth the money.
This is a guy who's never won a playoff game in a big spot.
Are the Dolphins legit Super Bowl contenders?
No. When they win, it's Tyreek. When they lose, it's Tua.
In the ground game, I need to see Devon Achan. I need to see Raheem Mostert. And I need to see somebody else besides Tyreek command that respect from opposing defenses.
Does anybody think that Tua has proved that he's a $50 million a year player? Not a chance.
You can't win in football if you need warm temperatures to do it.
Mike McDaniel believes in him. Mike rehabbed this dude. Tua was broken under Brian Flores.
Tua Tagovailoa isn't holding back his disdain for former coach Brian Flores any longer. The Dolphins quarterback opened up about Flores in an interview on the Dan Le Batard show on Monday, calling him, quote, a terrible person. Flores, who comes from the Bill Belichick coaching tree, was the Dolphins head coach from 2019 to 2021, and the team drafted Tua before his second season with the number 5 pick in the 2020 NFL draft. Here's Tua on his former coach versus his now coach, Mike McDaniels.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. How would it make you feel listening to one or the other? And you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. Basically been, what, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year.
All right, Shannon, you know what? I try to lead with love, speak life into people, but I'm not a football coach. What's your reaction to Tua's comments?
Well, I'm not surprised. Stephen A., as a parent, you probably understand this as well as I do. A lot of times we parent the way we were parented. Sometimes when our parents yell at us, we turn around and yell at our kids. And so Brian Flores grew up, as Molly mentioned, under Coach Belichick. And the same thing happened to Josh McDaniels. That's how he coached. He yelled, he screamed, he said, basically told the players they were less than. And eventually it gets old. At the end, and I understand some players want to be, I wanted to be coach. Stephen A., I told all my coaches, I want you to coach me hard, but I am not going to let you curse at me. I am not going to let you disrespect me, because I believe that everybody deserves a certain level of respect. But when you go overboard to, and I get it. Brian Flores wanted Justin Herbert. Stephen Ross wanted Tua. Obviously, the owner wins out over the head coach. And so I don't get what Brian Flores, if what Tua is saying is true, I don't get what he got out of trying to break him. To break him, to build him up, you have to understand as a coach, you cannot coach everybody the same. My college coach told me this. He said, son, I'm going to treat all of you guys fair, but I'm not going to treat you the same. And so while you trying to beat Tua down, you're breaking his confidence. And I'm sure, because for the longest, people thought Tua was going to be a bust. They thought he was a bust. Mike McDaniels comes in. He leads the league in passing. He throws 29 touchdowns. He gets them into the playoffs. Yeah, I want to believe what Tua has said, because we've seen other coaches from that Belichick tree treat players like this. talk to players like this. I happen to be very good friends with a lot of people that were still in the Broncos organization when Josh McDaniel was there. And this is verbatim. This is exactly how he treated quarterbacks, how he treated a lot of the players. But the way the human mind is works, Stephen A., somebody can say something, 1,000 great things, but our mind is focused on the one negative thing that we heard. So just imagine, you heard 1,000 negative things. Your mind is not going to go to the one time, the positive thing that that person says. So, yeah, it's sad that Tua had to go through this. I think he's in a better place. I think he's a better quarterback because of it. And sometimes we need someone to pick us up after we've been beaten down.
Well, let me say this, Shannon, a couple of things. Number one, I remember I'm at Winston-Salem State, just to make you laugh, and I came there with chronic tendonitis in my right knee by the time I arrived at Winston-Salem. So, damn it, I mean, before I cracked my kneecap in half, I was limping around, for crying out loud. And Coach Gaines used to sit up there every day. He said, boy, you know I'm from Kentucky. You know what we do to the horses in Kentucky that's limping around all the time? We shoot them. That's what he would say. At least once a week, he would tell me that. You know, in other words, damn, you're always hurt, okay? So I get where, you know, you got those old school kind of coaches like a Brian Flores that worked 15 years under Bill Belichick, and you could imagine the kind of things that he may have said. Tua Tagovailoa has no reason to lie. Let me throw that out there. That's number one. Number two, I'm not going to accuse him of lying. Now, initially, when I heard about the story, before I saw what Tua had said to Dan Lebertard, I said to myself, wait a minute, why are you bringing up Brian Flores? I mean, the man has moved on. You know, he isn't a head coach, can't get a head coach job in the National Football League, in the National Football League. Let sleeping dogs lie, per se. But when Dan Lebertard asked him the question, and he answered it the way that he did, he still seemed a bit restrained. In spite of what he said, I mean, he still seemed a bit restrained, but articulated, I thought, very honestly what he was going through. He said, when you wake up every day and somebody is telling you you're no good, and here's what really resonated with me, when he said somebody else should be here, not you. Now you're Brian Flores, you got a problem. Because what happened is that you got the owner, Stephen Ross, who wanted Tua. You clearly wanted Justin Herbert. Most of us would believe that was the right decision, but Tua didn't make that call. The owner did.
Right.
And you took it out on Tua.
Right.
All right, based off of what Tua is saying, if what he is saying is correct, and there's really no reason to deny it. And I'm looking at some of Tua's numbers his first season, 13-8 record, 66% completions, average 194 yards passing per game, 89% passer rating, benched twice for Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was inserted into the lineup by Brian Flores. The only pushback that I get when people want to lean on what we've seen from Tua since Mike McDaniels arrived. Listen, I respect Mike McDaniels. I think he's a damn good coach, but could we put stuff in proper perspective? Shannon, last time I checked, the cheetah himself, Tyreek Hill, wasn't playing for Brian Flores. That brother was playing for Mike McDaniels. Right. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't like Tua had Tyreek Hill available to him when Brian Flores was coaching. So let's pump the brakes on that part. You want to talk about Brian Flores and the kind of man that he was as a coach coaching you? I get that. But for people to use that as an excuse to piggyback off of that, look at the last 2 years and say, without Brian Flores, look at Tua. Well, how about with Tyreek Hill? That's right. Exactly. Okay. So I'm looking at that and the weapons that you have available to you. Don't come to me with no Mike McDaniels compared to Brian Flores. Come to me with Tyreek Hill and A-Chan and those brothers. Come to me with them and I'm listening.
Yeah. Stephen A., I think the biggest thing is that you have to learn to understand how to speak to each individual player so you can reach down inside of said player and pull out the best of player. Stephen A., I got 3 kids. My oldest daughter, I could talk to her in a stern voice and she would get it. My other 2 kids, I couldn't. And so I had to learn how to talk to each kid to get my point across without breaking kids' spirit. And so that's what Brian Flores, if he's ever back in a position and he can become a head coach again, you're going to have to learn. You're not Coach Belichick. And you see, when Coach Belichick started to lose, I'm not so sure his message resonated like it once did. Mm-hmm. See, that message will resonate if you got Tom Brady, who's the ultimate general, to back you up. Because you could, he's talking to Tom like this. And Tom was okay being coached that way. You're terrible. We can find a guy at Foxborough High School that can do that. What are we doing, Brady? But everybody can't take that. I don't believe you could coach Peyton Manning like you coached Tom Brady. But you couldn't coach Patrick Mahomes like you coached a Peyton Manning. So you have to learn your players. Who can I talk to? Who can I give a kick in the butt? Who do I need to pat on the back? And who can I make a joke with to get said point across?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, because that might be, based off of what Tua is telling you, that might explain why Brian Flores had a tough time. And then remember, he talked about he was trying to sue. I don't know what the status of that case is, but he was trying to sue the Miami Dolphins, proclaiming some things that we've gotten into on this show as well. So when you hear Tua say some of those things, then it adds credence to why Brian Flores had trouble landing another head coaching job. But I don't want to let Mike McDaniels and Tua off the hook in this regard. 10-1 against losing teams last year. 1-6 against winning mm-hmm. teams, Shannon.
Yeah.
And on top of it all, in weather, Shannon, I don't know if you know the stats.
Including the playoffs.
Including the playoffs. Shannon, I don't know if you know the stats. Do you know in 11 games with the Miami Dolphins playing in 40-degree temperature or less, what their record is? Did you know? Do you know that?
Not good.
0-11 in 40 degrees or less over the last couple of years or so. I mean, damn. That's pretty damn sad. So I want to hear about Brian Flores when it comes to that. You understand what I'm saying? He ain't controlling the weather.
Yeah.
All right? Let's be clear.
Until Stephen A., until that number changes, our perception of the Miami Dolphins isn't going to change. Yes, they're fast break offense. Yes, they have Cheetah. Yes, they have A-Chain and Mostert and Waddle. Yeah, they're phenomenal. But until they find a way, now, unless they're going to have home field advantage throughout, and it's going to be 75 and sunny throughout the playoffs in Miami, they have an excellent chance. But until they change that narrative, nothing else matters. Nobody cares about Tua throwing for 4,600, 5,000 yards. Tyreek, the number one player in the NFL, rightfully so, and 18, 19, 2,000 yards receiving. But until you reverse that in inclement weather, when the weather gets below a certain point, you guys don't play well. When you go on the road and in the playoffs, you don't play well. When you play top-tier teams, well, when you get to the playoffs, hell, all the teams are top-tier. You ain't playing no teams that are bottom feeders. You're playing top-tier. So until that narrative change, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to what you went through, and I'm sure a lot of people are, the 2 years that you had under Coach Brian Flores. But until you guys change that around, nothing else is going to change about how we perceive the Miami Dolphins.
The only chance to win, listen, they haven't been to the Super Bowl since Dan Marino took them there in 1984, okay? Bottom line is this. They got to have the best record in the AFC, and they have to have home field advantage where the road to the Super Bowl comes through Miami. It is entirely possible that they will be playing in 75-degree weather or better in Miami.
Well, that's a tall task when we're talking best record in the AFC.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they got to do.
So he could go.
But there are some people who get their best.